Now, story number four in our contest of five, Judy's ghost. So write these down. Got a baby dinosaur, that's number one. Baby Santos, number two. The Ouija board story, number three. Judy's ghost, number four. I'll give you number five next hour, and then we'll go to Fast Blasts and have you vote for the top of the five, Judy's ghost. Let's go to our wild card line. Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Judy from Salt Lake City, and I wanted to talk to you about an entity that's been in my life since I was little.
Is it a good one or a bad entity, Judy?
A good one.
Oh, that's good. All right. What happened? Tell me about it.
Well, when I was little, she was about 21 years old. She used to play with me when I was a child. And as I grew, she was there, and I used to be able to play games with her and that sort of thing. And my family found out that I had a playmate.
The old imaginary friend, right?
Right, when I was 12. So then I had to go to a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay.
And the psychiatrist told them I was eccentric, but not crazy. I kept it a secret from that time until just now, because it's kind of resurfaced again. Someone read in my diary about her.
Ah.
She's told me things that were going to happen before they happen, and then they do.
Like what?
Mostly involving my family. Things like, well, one time I was going over some railroad tracks, and she said, stop, and I did. And I stopped right in the middle of the railroad tracks, but there was nothing there.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, I was with a friend, and we were about to go over railroad tracks again. I'm going to take this lady shopping. And, you know, I heard her say it again, and I slammed on brakes again. But this time, there was like a five-point road, and there was an 18-wheeler that went flying across right where the railroad tracks were.
She saved your life.
She saved my life.
What do you know about her?
She was born in Italy. And the name Gianna, everybody said, where do you get it from? I have no idea. She said she was born in Italy and adopted by a family when she was 3 years old, and her parents were cold and mean to her. She grew up, she's a concert pianist. That's all I know about her, really.
And
she knew things I didn't know, like about medicine and stuff like that.
And she died at the age of 21, you think?
I think so.
And did she ever tell you how?
She said that it was because her kidneys were gone.
Okay, now, what's an...
She only recently told me that she was dead.
All right, now here's something that I find puzzling. I mean, here's an entity that obviously was from another part of this world, okay, Italy, and you have found her, and I assume you've lived in Utah, what, all your life?
No, 5 years. I used to live in Alabama. And when she was little, she lived in Alabama.
Oh, when she was little, she was in Alabama.
Right, she got adopted when she was three, and she moved to Monroe, Alabama,
so
when she was 3 years old.
The fact that you're still in communications with her, and quite honestly, you sound pretty normal to me, is this enjoyable for you?
You know, she comes and goes at really odd times. It's like, I don't see her every day, but I could be like sitting in a restaurant, and then she just comes and she talks to me. And
Do you see her?
I do see her.
Does she sit?
Not all the time, but I do see her on occasion.
Well, now let me ask you: if you're having, let's say, lunch with a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
or your boyfriend or husband, whatever, does she come down and sit down at the table?
She has.
And so
only whenever she needed to tell me something important, though.
All right, but you've got to carry on this conversation with a human being who doesn't see this and pretend that she's not there, or do you let them know?
I just excuse myself and go to the bathroom.
And does she follow you and you chat there?
Really, that's what happens.
That's amazing.